It's Beauty Inside Out on RadioMD.com. Here's your host, David Pollack.
It's Healthy Heart Month. It's Valentine's Month. And we keep talking about healthy heart, healthy skin, but now I want to talk about a happy heart. And a happy heart is a healthy heart. So to help me, I have Vicky Pestricelli. And I'm going to mess that up, aren't I?
I mess it up half the time, so that was good.
Okay, I said it slow because I was going to stutter.
Good for you.
As you can tell, Vicky's with us today. Vicky is the founder of Inspiration University, and I got to tell you, it really is an inspiration. You're an inspiration.
Oh, thank you very much.
The first event I went to was so inspirational. You actually had a big meeting with tons of ladies all around, which made it very fun for me.
Yes, I'm no dummy.
But I left with such a boost and such confidence because it was such an inspirational time, and I see where the name came from. But I just said, you know what? There's got to be something more for you and I here. I wanted to have you here, Healthy Heart Month, and you know, often you hear me focus on beauty inside out. But from your perspective, how would inspiration or motivation or even just emotional side affect our heart or our skin, ourselves?
Well, you know, my thought about, you know, bringing it to a happy heart is really about love and self-love. And, you know, you can really only love somebody else to the extent that you love yourself. And so being with that in mind, what I kind of wanted to talk about today was the importance of loving yourself so that it exudes, because if you're happy,
I love it.
Happy on the inside comes out happy on the outside.
Right? I love it because actually a lot of people, I write about this in my book, a lot of women don't see their true beauty. And so because of it, it is hard to love somebody else because you don't see the good in yourself.
You don't love – you can only love someone else the extent that you love yourself. So if that's not going on, and how do you love yourself? How do you come to that?
Took the words out of my mouth. How do
really
I love myself?
It's action steps. It's, you know, and self-love is it's living in a state of love doesn't depend upon a partner. It doesn't depend upon romantic love. It really depends upon how you feel about yourself. It's important to, you know, it affects who you pick as your mate. If you don't have good self-love.
I love this. I love this.
Right? You're not going to pick the right person for you. I mean, that's not true. You actually do pick the right person for you. It's just not a good person for you. So when you have.
Wait, say that again.
When you don't love yourself, it shows up. And it influences who you pick for your mate.
That I got.
I got that. So if you pick for your mate that's reflective of how you feel about yourself.
I'm a little slow.
And you know what? And it happens to how you project yourself at work, how you cope with your problems in life. You know, so it's really important to bring more love, self-love into your life.
How do we do it?
Okay. So there's a few things that you can do. Well, we all know that it's not something that we've talked about beauty on the outside. But like you said, if you don't feel so great about the way you feel on the inside, that's not really what's going to kick it. So there's a few things that are really important about loving yourself. And according to the Institute of Heart Math, which is an organization that actually studies the effects of love and stress on the heart, it's actually a really good website. You can go check that out, HeartMath. I think it's heartmath.org. And they have research that shows that love affects our lives. So five minutes of anger will decrease your immune system or suppress your immune system by up to 6 hours. Where the opposite is true with love, 5 minutes of love strengthens your immune system by 6 hours. So how cool is that?
Okay. And so anger... stress.
Right.
Okay. I got to tell you, one thing I tell a lot of people is the first thing to do, quit watching the local news.
Oh, good point.
It is the most negative thing I've ever seen.
It's sad though, right?
I'm depressed every time. And so if I quit reading the news, quit watching the news, okay, you can find out the tips on one of the pages on a web page. Okay. You turn it on, or Facebook, people are going to post. Okay. So I want to get rid of the negative in my life. Okay, so that would be one thing, as you're saying, would help boost my immune system. What else?
So there's a lot of things. You know, first of all, self-love is a state of appreciation for yourself. That's really, it, you know, and that comes from action. So we're going to talk about a few of the actions. And I actually read a really nice quote, and I actually don't have who said it, but I think it was somebody way smarter than me. And it said, your task is not to seek for love, but to seek and discover the barriers against it. So we are born in a state of love. You look at a baby, and that baby is in a state of love, and it's mm-hmm. through the course of all of the crap that we have that comes in and bombards us over mm-hmm. the time we get to years in my age, which is very young, by the way.
I was going to say, yes.
You know what I'm saying.
More so than I, but okay.
that we, you know, we are born in that state. So what we want to do is try and get back to that and find out what those barriers are for love against us. So there's a few things that we can do, and I've got 7 steps here. The first is to become very mindful. And that means to understand what we think, love, feel, want. So those that are mindful are people that act on that knowledge instead of those that that don't. We can act on what we need rather than what we want. So, you know, by being focused on what you need, you kind of turn away from those automatic behavior patterns that get you into trouble. Mm-hmm. We should practice good self-care, just like you teach every day. So people high in self-love nourish themselves. They do healthy activities. They eat healthy. They take care of their skin the way mm-hmm. that you mm-hmm. teach us all mm-hmm. to take care of our skin. So proper sleep, intimacy, healthy situations, and things like that will help you. Also, setting boundaries. You know, set limits. Say no to things that work, love, or activities that deplete or harm you.
You just hit on a huge one.
Which one?
Setting a boundary. Yeah. That's a show in itself. So we're going to discuss that because we're going to have you back because that's a whole topic right there.
Yeah, that's the truth, isn't it?
I got a lot of questions too, but I'm going to save them. Go ahead to the next one.
Okay, protect yourself. You know the term frenemies? You know, have you heard that from the young people today?
Yeah.
They call them frenemies. You know, it's a friend that actually takes away your pleasure, your pain. So just kind of protect yourself for those people that don't make you feel the best about yourself.
Oh my gosh. And Facebook's one of them. I lately this week have been deleting people.
And you know what? There was a time, I don't know if you felt it at the election time, but there was such vitriol on Facebook.
Unbelievable.
That it was hard to get on there.
We are such a divided country, and we're all entitled to an opinion, okay?
Right.
Not everybody's as right as mine.
You expressed your opinion. The next thing you know, you had people out of the woodwork coming at you, and you're going, wait, what happened? I just said yes or no.
Well, I actually had people quit being friends because of my opinions.
I actually almost lost a very dear high school friend, and I just finally said to him, I said, you know what? Our friendship is more important to me than the conversation about this election. So let's put that aside.
Well, I appreciate you for not deleting me.
You are on the same page.
No, but it is. You have people that are friends on Facebook that build drama around anything.
Yeah.
And so I guess that ties into back to boundaries. Okay, you're going to have to be on a lot because we got a lot of topics. Keep going with your list because I can interrupt you for hours.
I have a list that, you know, this next one I think is really important, and that's to forgive yourself, right?
Okay.
Practice being less hard on yourself when you make a mistake. Mistakes are you're supposed to make mistakes. That's how we learn. It's like getting up and walking when you were a baby. You didn't get up and walk. You got up and you fell down, and then you got up. And
if I ever made a mistake.
True. Well, that's okay. Well, we have to look for somebody else to get to that.
I am my own worst enemy because I dwell on every little thing. People laugh at me and tell me, as much as I'm a positive person, I'm my own worst enemy. So you could say something minor to me today, and I will work my tail off to fix it because I am my own worst enemy. I mean, some of these tips are things I need to do. I mean,
we all need to do them, right?
Well, put them into practice.
Well, you know what, and you know that you've learned from your mistakes, even as a chemist. But the last one is to live your life with intention. You'll love yourself more if you see yourself accomplishing what you set out to do. So set intentions every day on what you want to get accomplished.
I'll say with that, the other thing I do in my life is set, you know, realistic goals that I can accomplish and be proud of,
right,
confident, and then set another one. I plan big picture, but I look at my goals 1 year, 2 year, and 5 year. So we're going to run out of time today, but you've hit on many topics, okay? Vicki, you are a true inspiration.
Your
website information about you is on RadioMD.com. I'm going to ask you to come back.
I would love to.
I would love it too. Wish we had more time. Vicki, thank you for joining us today. This is David Pollack with Beauty Inside Out. Happy Valentine's, healthy heart, happy heart.